Question was asked, we're holding 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, the end of the Shemitah year, it's almost Matzei Shabbos. What laws of Shemitah still will apply? So many laws will apply. We'll start with those that apply at the last split second of Shemitah. Shemitah will end at sunset, at nightfall, Sunday night. And at that moment, all loans are absolved. That used to be biblical, and now that we're not all living in Israel, it's rabbinic. So we have Hashmatat Ksafim, that loans are absolved. So that means if you put money in a bank, and the bank, technically, if you walk into the bank and say, where's my money? They'll say, well, tell us how much we owe you, we'll pay you. But they don't have any specific money that's yours. There's this amorphous concept that they owe you money. So even though we call it that they're watching your money, but in reality, being that there's no specific money that's yours, the halacha views that as a loan. It's a loan to a bank, but it's a loan nonetheless. If you have investments with a company, technically they've invested your money and you own the stocks. But if you walk into there and ask them, where are my stocks? They wouldn't be able to point out and say, these are yours. There are very few places that work differently. There are specific banks that will have gold. That's their whole kunst. That's the thing about those banks. We have a guy here in the Mahon that works in that every penny you have in that bank, they have a piece of gold labeled with your name. But most banks don't work that way. And that's why in halacha we view the money in a bank, the money in an investment account as on loan, because there's no factual item that's yours that's by them. There's this concept that they owe you this stock or this money. And that's why every Jew has to have a prosbul. What Hillel instituted was as follows. The halacha says that any loan that is given over to the courts does not get nullified when Shemitah ends. And so Hillel said every person can give over a blanket statement that all their loans are hereby given over to a court. That's what's called prus bul. Prus, institution, bul for the wealthy, and buti for the poor. Really, Hillel called it prus buli and prus buti. An institution which is good both for the wealthy and for the poor. We give it the short name prus bul. But the Talmud says it really was an institution for both, the wealthy and the poor. It benefits both, because if Hillel would not have made that institution, people would have stopped giving out loans. The poor would have suffered. So the concept is, there's a contract which says, I hereby declare before you, you take two witnesses and you say, I declare before you that I'm giving over all my loans to the great court of the chief rabbi, for argument's sake, and you list the names of him and his two judges that are with him, and then you sign it, and all the loans that you've had until that moment are given over to them. That must be done before nightfall on Sunday. Let's say you come to shul Sunday afternoon, and you realize I didn't do it, and you have 10 minutes left to sundown, and you cannot find a contract on. What you do is you take three people, and you tell them, you three are here by my court, and I want to appoint you my court, that I'm giving you all my loans. Any loan that people owe me, I want to be able to collect through you. That's a prus bul. The correct way to do it is with a document, the way we described, but it's also legitimate if you can't do it that way, to do it the way I just mentioned, assuming there are three learned people, kosher Jews, they shouldn't be relatives, they should be kosher men to be on a court. That's the concept of prus bul. The concept of Shemitah, when we speak about vegetables that grew in Shemitah, so for the next month, the vegetables that are in the market are still vegetables that grew in Shemitah, and so they are still holy with the holiness of Shemitah. Fruits are defined by chanata. When fruits reach a third of their growth, that defines their year of growth. So for the coming year, all the fruits that you will see in the marketplace in the coming year, all the apples, all the oranges, and all those fruits are fruits which have already reached that level of ripeness on Shemitah. And that's why fruits have kedusha, the grape juice, the wines, they have kedusha for the coming year. So that's the idea of Shemitah, that will linger with us into the coming year, for much of the year. And sometimes even into next year. Oranges are a type of fruit that they hold on to for years. Potatoes, onions. Even next year, you will still find potatoes and onions from Shemitah. They hold on to them for a very long time. The next concept we have is the concept of bi'ur. The Torah says you're allowed to enjoy the fruits of Shemitah so long as there's still fruits left for the animals. once the fruit's finished for the animals, you have to finish off yours. And so we have dates. We have specific dates when each fruit is no longer available in the field for the animals. And at that date, you have to take out your fruit and announce publicly, I'm hereby making this free for all. If no one collects it, you can take it back home. Now, you don't have to wait for lunchtime at Machon Meir, take it into the lunchroom, and say, guys, whoever wants can have some. Then everyone will polish it off in a minute. You don't have to do that. You could wait for Friday afternoon when everyone's running to Mincha, and there are people running by you in the hall, and you announce and you say, guys, this is Hefker. And the guy tells you, who cares about your Hefker? I got to go down to Mincha. Okay. I said Hefker. There were people here. They were all busy. They all preferred to go. No one took it. I could take it home. I did mine. So when the time of Biur comes, I have to make a declaration. It's available for the public. But I could do it in a smart way. I don't have to do it in a way that, you know, I'll daven Mincha Gdola, I'll daven Mincha early, and I'll do it when everyone else is running. I did it. I did mine. And then I could take it home and finish it off according to my pace. Before I take it out, I'm entitled to take three meals for myself, three meals for every family member, but that's the concept of Biur. What other laws do we have pertaining to Shemitah? So we'll have Biur on vegetables. Biur means to finish off. We'll have Biur on vegetables. We had already for most vegetables. And the fruits are still coming up. That's what I can think of right now that's relevant to Shemitah. No. It's a longer discussion. You can look it up in the Rambam, the end of the first chapter of Kilayim. Rambam in Kilayim, the end of the first chapter, explains what's a Priya Eitz, what's a Priya Adama, what's a Yerek, and what's a Kitnit. What are Kitniyot?